Okay, I think we're good.
We on?
We on? Well, it's counting, okay. So this is good. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I think I'm pretty good. Yeah, for a nice afternoon out, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
It's beautiful. We've moved studio locations this afternoon. We're two houses north.
Yes,
where we
correct.
Last
correct.
Week, yeah.
Correct. And that was perfectly based upon corporate office suggestion that we get a better location.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've upgraded.
Yeah. And you know, Craig and I are really into feng shui, and the layout of this current environment is dramatically affecting our attitudes. Yeah.
Yeah. You notice almost a solemn mellowness.
Yeah,
today.
It's
yeah.
Calm and tranquil.
It is. I feel calm and tranquil.
So we got a lot of feedback.
My God.
Yeah, from our lesson. And one of the feedback was we should, like, introduce ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're Sleepless in Seattle, Cialis.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I'm Warren.
Yeah. Hey, Warren. I'm Craig.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Yes. I'm still good.
Okay. Let's check that off the list because we just did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got through the actual introduction part.
Yes. Yeah. We've gotten fancy today. We have like an outline.
Yeah. I'm really worried about this. Yeah. So yeah, it's probably a good heads up for everyone that we're not sure where we're going to go. Because
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we both have a tendency to wander and go off on tangents. We enjoy
our tangents.
Yeah, we did have a listener that chimed in last week and suggested that we try to outline our actual podcast to help our guest have a better understanding of what we're trying to say.
Yeah. So. We're still trying to understand what we say.
Yeah. And I think more importantly, Craig and I do have a tendency to forget.
Yeah.
And that's one of those 50-something problems.
What?
Exactly. Exactly. Do you find yourself being more forgetful now than you were when you were 20?
It's amazing. But anything from the 80s, I can remember like it was fucking yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
is it
the 80s that has done damage to our memory?
I don't. I think the 80s made such a lasting impression on us.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, what was your level of responsibility in the 80s?
Pretty much my zipper.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I wasn't very good with that either.
Yes. And for figuring out some means of becoming inebriated.
Right.
That was the beginning and the end of
each day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that could have something to do with our fond recollection of
the
80s. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And now that we're older, more mature, with 2.5 kids, a car.
Saddled with massive responsibility.
Exactly. And I think that's why we don't remember anything.
I think it's true.
Yeah. And I think that's... So...
certainly not because we're getting old.
We're not ready to give in to that part yet,
right,
are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it, you know, according to this list that this actually came down from the corporate office, and our producers helped put this together as well.
Yeah.
That we should discuss our analytics.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah. What do you think about the analytics from last week's show?
You know, I'm so happy, so impressed. Like you said, our sponsors are thrilled with this. We've got, what was the percentage of genders? Since we're leading into that subject anyway.
Yeah. This is going to be a really difficult question to answer.
Can we answer that?
I'm not sure how many there are.
Politically correctly. Is that okay to say?
We did.
Genders?
Well, we were hoping to have a non-binary podcast today.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But how many genders are there today?
Gosh, I don't know. I think we'd be wrong in limiting the amount. I don't think we can put a number on it, or we'll probably come under attack.
So we got to leave the door open.
Yes.
It's open-ended question.
Yes.
Okay. So according to our app that we use to produce this podcast, which is pretty extensive. I mean, once you get producers and everybody else involved, the analytics that came back, 50% of our listeners are now men.
Wow. Only 50%. I would have assumed more.
Yeah, me
50%.
Too. I was thinking it would be 90-95% of the men.
And the women would listen on accident.
Correct, because they had nothing else to listen to.
And certainly wouldn't make it through an entire podcast.
We tried that, and how long till they got up and walked out? Yeah.
Yeah, we had about 42 seconds, I think, before before our spouses, but they're
right. We turned around and they
were just gone.
Yeah, she just disappeared, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And so it turns out 50% men, 50% women.
Uh-huh. And then how about the binary?
That's the problem. That's where everything goes to shit right now. Because non-binary, I really can't quantify what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either. And it's I don't even know if there's like a category in our app.
Right.
For binary listeners.
Right.
Yes.
And then how do you identify yourself as a binary or non-binary listener?
I don't know.
Yeah, and how do our apps know?
I'm not certain. How would they know? And well, gosh, we don't want to, though, if you are a binary listener, we certainly don't want to offend you.
Correct. And it wouldn't be intentional either.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because Craig and I kind of share a rather, I guess, uneducated view of this, because we're still a little stuck on the hole between what's your leg thing. So according to the analytics, we had zero non-binary listeners.
Now, is it binary listeners or non-binary listeners? What's the term?
That's the issue.
Because I heard some singer came out, and oh, she's binary. She's not non-binary. She's binary.
Right. And her initials are DL. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato. Right. Yeah. And what does she want to be referred to as?
They. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I'm getting confused. So are we referring to somebody's mental psychopath type disorders, that there's more than one?
Sybil reminds me of the movie Sybil from way back when.
Yeah. Right, we're kind of going down that schizophrenia
path.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't know, but that might be offensive to say.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Since we're in the days of liberty,
uh-huh,
and being free and being open,
yes,
right, am I allowed to choose more than one pronoun?
I think you can. I just don't think there can be conflicting pronouns. So if you choose a different pronoun, I don't think you can retain being a man. You can't be sir. You can't be mister.
Right.
None of these things can work because you can't retain that. Because you need to pick either your binary, so it has to be like bizarre,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm,
you have to stick with your traditional pronoun, I think.
However, I think you had an incident last week.
Boy, I certainly did.
Yeah, that was just a horrible situation.
Yes.
And it appeared as though the individual was in transition.
That's what they told me, but I didn't find out until afterwards. They had the voice of a woman, and it was a lovely voice, actually.
Uh-huh.
But then I got to this drive-through window, at and so I see a 5 o'clock shadow, and I see resemblance of breastises.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm confused, but I'm me, and I've said the same shit for my whole life.
So on the plate, you've got beef, fish, you've got all the vegetables on the plate, so you can't describe the dish.
Right. I'm not allowed to.
You're not allowed to.
Yeah, because he said, I don't receive that pronoun, which was sir. I just said a quick thank you, sir, when I was leaving. And apparently I offended this individual. And it went on and on and on, and finally I found out he told me he was in transition, and I was hurting his feelings.
And with all due respect, though, we should be respectful, right?
Well, sure.
If
we know.
Right.
But how do we know that?
And why is it our business?
It's none of my business, because I just don't give a shit.
Right.
That's the truth. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care about his transition. I don't care if he's a man. I don't care if he's a woman. All the way around.
It's a person that you should be respectful to.
I want to be respectful, and I just want to receive my food and say thank you. And I guess I just won't say sir, ma'am, any of those things anymore, because that might be offensive.
So why can't we just treat each other as people instead? Why do we have to go into this whole pronoun business?
Because we've gone for 50-plus years being able to recognize somebody by their appearance.
Correct.
And calling them accordingly.
Respectfully, accordingly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's going to take a little bit of adjustment to let those things go, because that's what we do.
Right.
So
wait. What about all these little things that we do in society? Right? So you're walking into the office, the corporate office, let's say, in downtown. You're there to meet with the corporate people about our next upcoming podcast. And there's a person approaching the door that you assume is a lady.
Yes.
So you naturally do what?
Hold the door.
Hold the door. And what happens if that is not a lady and it happens to be a person in transition? So,
I don't know. Like if somebody, like if a man happens to hold the door for me, let's say he's already opened it.
Is that offensive?
Okay, go ahead. It doesn't offend me. I say thank you and I move on.
Okay.
I don't think I should say thank you, sir.
Right.
Because do I really know?
Well, you might offend him.
Yes.
Yeah. And what does he say to you?
You're welcome.
That's it.
Yeah. If he wants to call me sir, I'm open. It doesn't bother. If he wants to call me ma'am, I really don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, at our age, does it matter anymore?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think we're beyond that point.
Well, yeah.
The
older you get, when your genitalia becomes of less and less use, I don't think your gender matters so much anymore.
Yeah, I guess if our gender was active, I guess, since we're really not on the active list, you know, we're not on
we're on the bench.
Yeah, we're on the bench, yeah technically, so I guess the issue really is non-binary at the end of the day for both of us.
Yeah.
But the reality is, in my opinion, I think we should just treat each other respectfully.
Uh-huh.
And we shouldn't be so concerned with what's between people's legs, but we should be more concerned about the person they are and treat them respectfully at the end of the day.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. And for maybe perhaps we should all take yoga.
Oh!
If we took yoga and like balanced ourselves, then maybe those things would not matter so much.
This is why
How's that for a segue?
This is why I love you so much, right? I couldn't have planned that one better myself. That was right in the saute pan, and now it's
right
ready to serve.
Right on. Yes. Yes, chef.
Yes, chef. Craig and I had a wonderful experience last week.
Yes, we did.
With our friend, Deneen.
Yes.
We'll call him D to keep him anonymous because he may not want to be associated with doing.
Yeah. So we won't disclose Deneen's name.
Right, yeah, we'll keep Deneen, and what does we refer to Deneen? Deneen as D.
D, yes.
Right.
D-Man.
D-Man. Well, no. Now we're getting binary again and non-binary.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we got it just D.
Is the D referred to as they?
They.
Yes, we'll call them they.
Or it.
I like they.
They? Okay,
yes.
I'm good with they. Yeah. So, Craig and I and D-They... had a private yoga session last week.
Yes.
And it was a really, I think it was kind of a male bonding session. Oop, I said male.
Yeah, a bonding.
It was a bonding session of friends that got together. And I don't think yoga is the most masculine, testosterone-driven activity.
No, because I don't know that it's competitive.
Right.
And I think for something to be testosterone driven, it needs to be competitive.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So sometimes I think yoga is looked upon as more of a, I can't say lady sport or a feminine sport, but a more of a...
A feminine nature.
Okay.
Feminine, I think, is okay. Right? Because we're all feminine of some sort.
Or higher estrogen level activity.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
You know, I was a little tentative because, you know, in my stature in life, it's getting off the floor can be a little uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah. And much less for others to observe.
Yes.
So going in, it's like, God, is this going to work?
Yeah.
Is somebody going to be dragging me off the floor? And I'm no small guy.
Right, right.
And so there's concern built in with that.
And are you going to get stuck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your, because, you know, your ankle behind your head. You
I was surprised that we made that through that so quickly with both ankles behind.
Yeah. Well, I was in the Navy, so, I mean, that came natural. I mean,
isn't it a term, autofellatio? Isn't that the term for that?
Yeah, that's a good, we're going to have to remember that.
I found yoga very pleasurable.
Yeah. So did I. We did. The things did get a little tense there for a few minutes.
Boy.
Yeah, when I inadvertently pushed Craig.
Yeah, I'm not sure about how inadvertent that was.
It was more of a poke.
I believe
though.
It was very deliberate.
It was a poke.
And I think you wanted to make sure that you were doing better than me.
It was a competitive thing.
So it was a competitive thing.
It was competitive, yeah. And the poor yoga instructor did get a little agitated.
Yeah, Warren got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, teacher got him. Yeah.
Yeah, threatened to be removed.
Yes, permanently.
From any future yoga
episodes.
But fortunately, we were able to talk her down off the bench.
Yes.
And she's going to come back.
She was delightful, by the way.
I don't know about you. I do know. But after the yoga experience, I felt wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
And
unlike competitive sports,
uh-huh.
where it's you take some time to adjust and let your body come back into alignment.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I slept well.
Yeah.
My thoughts were clear. It was, I enjoyed it.
Relaxed?
Yes, very much so.
I thought it was wonderful. We need to continue doing this into the future. And, I kind of go off on a Blue Zones tangent every now and then. And the people in the Blue Zones don't exercise. And they have more meditative-type practices. And this yoga experience really nailed it.
Yeah, because it kind of put everything together. And you're still, like, using your body. You're stretching. Mm-hmm. There are a couple things that were a little, like the, was it the warrior pose?
Yes.
Where you're engaging your legs a little bit.
But how, honestly, uh-huh. how concerned were you with potentially passing gas during the whole
thing? That wasn't a concern of mine. I didn't think about that, but I don't normally have a flatulence problem.
I had hummus for breakfast.
Oh, for breakfast?
Yes.
Wow.
It was all that was left over. Yeah.
Holy cow.
And, that's not good.
Right.
Pre-yoga.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know that I would have shown up.
So, my mind was relaxed, but my sphincter was stressed by the end of the yoga thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So
I don't remember anything. We did go outside afterwards, and still don't remember any release of extraneous gases.
No. It was, note to self.
Maybe that'll help with your control of these things. Maybe enough yoga practice, you'll be able to hold it and maybe expand it into your neck or something.
maybe we need to talk to the yoga instructor about this, and maybe there's some exercises or stretches. No, we don't want to stretch.
Well, first let's clarify this. I think you need to talk to the instructor because I wasn't worried about this. So,
yeah,
if that's an issue with you, yeah,
I think next week's yoga class we should call for a 5-minute break.
Really?
Yeah, and just step outside, breathe, and then come back in.
Breathe.
Yeah. Breathe.
I'll stay inside if you want to step outside.
that might be best, yeah. We've got to separate ourselves for a few minutes and take care of personal business. Hey, speaking of personal business, we had the opportunity to go out and eat by ourselves.
By ourselves.
Yeah, which was at the age of...
Guys' night out.
Guys' night out, yeah, which means that you have the ankle monitor on and the location service is on the phone, but you're still allowed to go within a distance.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And,
for a reasonable amount of time.
Right, and when you get there, you have to FaceTime, just to prove where you're at.
Yeah, yes.
That kind of stuff. But,
yeah, we made videos.
And
but it was, we went for Indian food.
Uh-huh.
East Indian food, and it was, there were vegetables.
Yes.
And we're being married to Mexican wives.
Uh-huh.
That's not a staple in our diet. That's not part of the food group.
No.
Vegetables aren't.
No. It's meat, yeah, I think, is the food group.
And occasionally corn that goes into the tortillas.
Correct. Or tomato in the salsa.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So it was, my gosh. And we made a new friend.
Yeah.
Yes. His name is Barish.
Right.
And what was his nickname?
He was from India, obviously, and a very heavy Indian accent.
Yes.
With shrouds of English in there.
Yes.
But when he introduced himself to us...
when you asked his name, his response was...
Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Bob. And
Craig... Wasn't really expecting that.
And Craig and I each gave each, we gave ourselves a, we this awkward moment of silence.
Yes. And, yes. And the glare of, what?
Yes. And then we finally confronted Bob about what his real name was, and he came out.
Barish came out.
He said his name was Barish.
Barish, so,
we really liked it. But I thought the food was delicious.
It was. It was really nice. We had a mango lassi.
Yeah, a mango lassi. Yes, yeah, first was, time for me.
Yeah, very nice. And assorted vegetables. I think we had one dish with chicken.
Correct. Butter chicken. Yeah.
Alu gobi. Yes. Which one was that? It was potatoes and cauliflower.
Cauliflower. Yeah. Which was my favorite, by the way. Yeah.
And then there was a okra dish that had three names. And so that's lost with me. That's gone.
Yeah.
Let's just call it okra.
We should introduce legislation. That when these authentic Indian places, because I would consider this to have been a more authentic, they should provide English translations on the menu for those of us in our 50s that are a little slow with understanding other names.
Well, let's face it. If he has changed his name from Barish to Bob, he can certainly give something on his menu a little something easier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What was the name of that place?
Tamarind. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Which, you know what? I think
That's probably our new sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. So we like to do a pay it forward sponsorship. Yeah. So we're going ahead and plug it now. And then we'll expect the check shortly.
Yes. We're hoping. Yes. It's not like we have a lack of sponsorships. Yeah.
So perhaps we take this back to Bob. Yeah, maybe he can like throw in a mango lassi or something.
So. Yeah, or a discount on a mango lassi.
Something, yes.
Something beyond the AARP discount that we normally get. Yeah, so I think that would be pretty cool.
I do.
And then, you know, we got a memo from the corporate office last week, and they suggested that we start this sponsorship thing. And,
yes.
We have plenty of sponsors, so there's a lot of money coming in.
Yeah, and it's just we're just trying to figure out who's next, who else is left.
Yeah, yeah. And we've gotten to the point where we have to become very selective with who we allow to sponsor the program. So Craig and I have decided that in return, we would start providing sponsorships for other organizations.
Yes, yes.
And this week we've chosen...
Instacart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we both use it faithfully. Which is kind of our gift to them.
Yeah.
Our sponsorship to them is, I can't tell you how much money I've put into Instacart over the past, I'd say, 3 years, I think I've been using them for.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I want to broach this subject a little bit on a more broad term.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I was not an Instacart fan until Craig came to me with the joys of Instacart. Not only is it obviously convenient because you're not out and about and shopping and you know with a large whale in the center of the aisle blocking the aisle, which neither one of us have patience for. But how many times, Craig, have you gone into Costco and found things that you didn't need until you saw it and then you needed it?
Yes, that's right. Every time I go. I mean, it's the short evergreen plastic trees for sale in July that are for Christmas.
Correct.
Yes, I
purchased. You need one all of a sudden.
Gotta have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hand warmers.
Correct. You gotta have those.
Yeah, we live in Arizona, so that's obviously very necessary.
Necessary.
Yes.
Or the 25-pound bag of chocolate covered blueberries.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they just look great.
Can't get enough.
Yeah.
Antioxidants.
Yeah. I found that even though what does Instacart charge a year?
$99 a year, and it's I do believe their grocery prices are inflated.
Correct.
And but. At some juncture in your life, you have to think, you know, how much is that time worth to me? First, you get to the point where it's, how much time do I have left?
Correct.
And how much time of that time do I want to spend shopping for groceries?
Right, behind the whale in the aisle.
Yes.
At Costco.
Getting frustrated. Right. And during the COVID times, certainly, nobody was anxious to go to the grocery store. And pick up groceries And it's been lovely. The only thing is that I found, like I had an issue. I wanted a bottle of Malibu rum. last week. It's a nice summertime libation. The alcohol content is really low.
Nice and light.
And it's just a coconut flavor. You mix it with a V8. The V8, I remember what it's called.
Splash.
V8 Splash. And it's delightful. And I ordered it, and they didn't have delivery until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, while I'm about 40 minutes away from my home, I get a call from Instacart. Hey, I'm here, and I have booze, and you have to sign for it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they had to take it back.
That's a little messy there.
That's the only messy part of it.
Yeah, should have just done like a selfie and sent it to them.
They wouldn't let me.
No?
I said, I can send you a copy of my license. They're like, no, we got to scan it.
Yeah, but after the Botox, it would have been questionable anyway.
Oh, it certainly would have, yeah, because I look 12.
Yeah, at least 12 with a gray beard.
Yeah. Yeah. If it weren't for the beard and the jowls, I would look like I'm 12.
So I think that's a pretty nice plug for Instacart.
Yes, yeah. So we will be expecting thousands.
And I found that when we were going to Costco, family of five, and we're spending $400 or $500 every time we go there.
Yeah.
When we use Instacart, we're only spending $200 or $300.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that membership, that $99 a year, has already paid for itself after one
trip.
It
certainly has.
Yeah.
My favorite part is I don't have, the samples that they give in the aisles?
Uh-huh.
That you have to maneuver
through.
Can
you order those?
I don't want to order them. I don't want them.
Right.
I just want to get to my shit.
Yeah.
But you can't get close to your stuff because the aisles are full of people who come in for lunch on Sunday.
And the whale. Let's face it. The whale.
The whale.
Yeah, yes. I always get behind the whale in Costco. Yeah. And every whale that I get stuck behind has little whales with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
We should introduce legislation that when people go to Costco, they can only bring immediate family members. Because I have noticed, especially here where we live so close to the border, that oftentimes there's like second and third and fourth generation family members.
Yes, it's true.
Behind the whale.
Yes.
Right?
I think they should also do scales in front of the store. Just a step on scale. And at any given time in the store, you can only have, say, 42,000 pounds of people.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely.
That would be helpful.
You know how much more efficient? And I think if you're over a certain limit, that'll describe how slowly you move through the aisle.
Yes.
And, there should be a special shopping time, which we got into yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because they're let's cut through the chase here.
Okay.
Yeah, Craig and I are both in our mid-50s. Mm-hmm. We've both worked hard.
Yes.
We've done all right. We have food, we have houses and all that kind of good stuff. But there is a certain segment of our society that has not worked and earned the right to block the aisle in front
of us
at the store.
That's very true.
Right?
Yes. I think we should get like a speed pass.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
A fast pass. Yes.
And I also think that we should also have our own set hours for shopping. Right?
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Well, it depends on the store. But I think 5 to 7 should be reserved for people who are employed.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, because they have jobs and they need to get their stuff and get home. When the rest of the folks who are getting their government check, they have all day.
Yeah, it's not like they're backed up in the first place.
Why did they wait till we're there?
Yeah. So they're backed up. So I mean, why are they clogging the aisles when those of us that have places to be, things to do, are stuck behind them?
I also think they should be allowed on the road, for that matter.
Valid point.
Yeah. Think how traffic would be.
Oh.
Yes.
It would be wide open.
Yeah.
If you have a job, you are only allowed on the road you're allowed to drive all day, whenever.
Right. Perhaps they shouldn't have vehicles.
Yeah, what's the point?
They have to take mass transportation.
What's the point?
Yes.
Yeah, I like this. This is getting better. So for those of us, for those that are gainfully unemployed. We'll call it gainfully unemployed because I think there is a percentage of our population that finds unemployment more beneficial to their personal
needs.
I think those people should be restricted to drive between like 10 and 11 a.m. And then they can drive again between 2 and 4 p.m.
Right.
And then those of us that
after
are... After 8. After 8, correct. And those of us that are gainfully employed can drive whenever.
Who are consequently paying their checks, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So I think they could give a little back.
Uh-huh.
And help a brother out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just respectful.
Yes.
Right? But we do want to clarify, non-binary people can drive whenever they want to.
Well, that's different.
That's different. That's a whole different classification.
Yes, that's right. Yes, we certainly don't want to offend.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. We would never ask that question in front anyway, right?
Goodness, no.
Yeah. So that's...
Goodness, no.
So that's
a... Well, even in the, let's say, the restrooms.
I love your segues. I love them.
Yes, if we have segregated times to where, or even restrooms that are employed, unemployed restaurant rooms where we can just go in, get our business done.
Mm-hmm.
We can probably feel a little more clean.
Correct.
When
Correct.
We go.
Correct.
And that's, matter of fact, let's see, I didn't want to use the urinal at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Then what about, where do I go to use a urinal, Warren?
Woo! Well, that's a whole other subject right there. Yeah, and when I was listening to you talk, and I wanted to ask you a question.
What's that?
You ever wonder what was on the guy's hands that touched the handle on the urinal before you?
I've wondered this, yes, but the urinal isn't as much of a question for me as when you have, like in homes.
Mm-hmm.
So people have toilets that we're instructed...
From childhood,
that we are to put the lids down. So this is a lid where somebody's bare ass, potentially extraneous fecal matter.
Correct.
All these things could be on this seat. So we as men are being asked to take on the burden of this danger.
Correct.
And our health.
Correct.
So how would we alleviate that? How can we get up in the middle of the night, not have to touch anything that doesn't have to do with us, our personal health and hygiene?
Hmm.
How could we make this happen?
We are opening up Pandora's box right here.
Let's open it, shall we?
Let's open it. And I think this also brings our initial topic full circle.
Yes.
Because we were taught from a young age that we had to use a urinal.
Yes.
Right? That goes both ways.
Yes.
Right? Not all of us go both ways.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
And I would never assume that you do, and you shouldn't assume that I do, because you could potentially offend
me. I certainly
me.
Don't want to offend you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've been on a plight for a number of years now, and I think, you know, men traditionally have been the breadwinners. Today's society, it's more of a 50-50 share. Mm-hmm. I see that a lot, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It's made our society better in so many different ways. But we should have urinals built into all houses, just like we build toilets into all houses.
Yes.
I think we all deserve the right, as men, especially in our 50s, to stand up and urinate freely at our own will.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I have found pleasure at certain points in my life where I'm able to go outside and free peely onto a rock.
Free peely?
Free peely. Peely free. Whatever it is.
You know, I feel a movement coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I believe, this is just me, I believe we should call this movement Free the Wiener.
It's got to be non-binary.
Well, that's why I chose wiener instead of, like, penis is definitely a male.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thing. Okay. I could go there.
Yeah, I don't know that a urinal is necessarily fit for female occupation.
I have seen a woman use a urinal.
Me too.
Before.
In France, I saw it.
Really?
Yes, backed up into a urinal, but with a room full of men. But there's a line outside the women's
room. Now, that's a nasty ass when she sat up.
Boy, you got that right.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yes.
As long as she didn't leave the seat up.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. However, if you would have gone into the woman's restroom in France and stood and peed, can you imagine the outcry?
In their sink.
In their sink.
Yes.
Which I've also seen.
Yes.
Right. Can you imagine the outcry?
Aye.
Yeah.
It'd be horrific. Which I don't know what this has to do with anything, but at Arizona State University, do you remember the pig troughs for urinals?
Yes.
That they had?
Yeah. Yes.
That's
yes.
Something. Yeah.
I was at a concert at ASU Stadium. And all the troughs were occupied.
Right.
So the waiting guest, I guess you call them, or concert goers, or whatever they were, and I'm not, it's not a gender thing, but they all turned and started using the sinks.
Really?
Yes.
Instead of the trough.
Instead of the trough.
Was it fear of crossing swords, maybe?
Yeah, that's, or overspray.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
But I really...
But because you're hitting a metal surface, you have something coming up.
Right.
From that.
If your spouse comes to you and says, Craig, we need a new couch. What are you going to do?
Buy a new couch.
If your spouse comes to you and says, hey, I need a new car. What are you going to do?
Buy a new car.
If you go to your spouse and you say, I need a urinal, what's going to happen?
She'll say, fuck you.
Exactly. There is bias in this country against 50-something-year-old men.
Without question.
Without question. And there's somehow, some way we need to broach this subject. Urinals, which leads us to our next subject, which would be urinal cakes.
Urinal cakes. Now, that might be a struggle, Warren. Because I think urinal cakes are traditionally masculine-scented.
That's an issue.
Yes, that's a big issue, and especially if we're using it in a restroom that we're sharing with our spouses, or somebody else might be sharing with a significant other, or just a roommate, you never know, of an opposite gender.
So what you're saying is if I put a urinal in my house, and I put a traditional urinal cake into the urinal, and I have a person that comes into the house that's in transition, I could potentially end up offending them.
You will offend them. I'm a little offended just thinking about it.
Well.
Yeah.
This is what society's come to.
It is. It is.
Yeah. It's affected urinal cakes now.
And I think, I find that traditionally urinal cakes are blue.
Correct.
Occasionally white.
Which is a masculine color.
It's a symbol for, hey, I'm having a baby boy.
Yeah.
Let's break out the blue.
You don't see pink urinal cakes, do you?
No. So maybe we need a more new, like a beige.
Beige?
Yeah. Taupe, maybe. We need different colors of cakes. And what are some, like, gender neutral scents?
Neutral binary scent, NBS. Would it be neutral non-binary scent?
We're going to have to do some research after this.
Well, our listeners, I hope they write in or they give us calls and they let us know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Wait, is that a call? Sorry.
wrong number again. I mean, that rarely happens. But I think this podcast, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
Yeah. Yes. And obviously, I don't think we stuck to the sheets that corporate sent down for us to use, but...
Well, that's okay.
And corporate had a really good idea, I think, that you and I both bought into regarding the question of the...
Question of the week, yes. So, I think part of it is this week. It has to be about urinals.
Right.
But I think it's about the movement. And I think you're right about free the wiener. I think that's a little too much. So I think we call it Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, because Free Willy, you couldn't really identify by looking at the whale.
The whales, are they a gender? Don't they self-produce?
Do they?
Or do they actually do the deed and come up with?
Let's look up whale porn and see what we can find.
Oh, my God.
Wait, scratch that.
Yeah. chances are that won't be a mammal in the ocean.
That sounds like a double wide in Arkansas right there, man. that could be a bad one.
Yes, yeah. Or so, Costco, for that
matter. Yeah, Costco, yeah.
No, I want Costco.
Yeah. So we were going to ask, I think that the marketing people at the corporate office wanted us to ask this week, what percentage of you would like to put a urinal into your house?
Yes.
And we'd love to know your answers. Yeah. And well, I guess next week we're going to release the results of the question.
Yes.
And
oh, wait, the phones are ringing. Do we have time to take a call now?
It's tight.
I'm sorry.
It's tight.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, yeah, so they let it go to voicemail.
Okay.
Yeah. we'll let that handle.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Warren, it was good hanging out with you.
Yes. As
Enjoy
always.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Craig and I are going to, well, just pretty much do what we're told to do for the rest of the day and call it good, I think.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So adjourning from live at Studio North.
Yeah. We're praying for one more day here. So.
Yes.
Yeah, great,
as always.
Awesome podcast. Yeah, lots of smiles.
Yeah.
All right, take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.